Today, my dear faithful, is the fourth Sunday after Pentecost, and it is also Father's Day. So I'd like to wish all the fathers a happy Father's Day. Now, the epistle is taken from St. Paul's Epistle to the Romans, chapter 8. Brethren, I reckon that the sufferings of this time are not worthy to be compared to the glory to come that shall be revealed in us. For the expectation of the creature waited for the revelation of the sons of God. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him that made it subject in hope. Because the creature also itself shall be delivered from the servitude of corruption into the liberty of the glory of the children of God. For we know that every creature groaneth and travaileth in pain even till now. And not only it, but ourselves also, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption of the sons of God, the redemption of our body in Christ Jesus our Lord. And the Holy Gospel. Taken from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 5. At that time, when the multitude pressed upon Jesus to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesareth. And he saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them, and were washing their nets. And going up into one of the ships that was Simon's, he desired him to draw back a little from the land. And sitting, he taught the multitudes out of the ship. Now when he had ceased to speak, he said to Simon, "Launch out into the deep, and let down your nets for a draught." And Simon answering said to him, "Master, we have labored all the night and have taken nothing, but at thy word I will let down the net." And when they had done this, they enclosed a very great multitude of fishes, and their net broke. And they beckoned to their partners that were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships, so that they were almost sinking. Which when Simon Peter saw, he fell down at the knees of Jesus, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." For he was wholly astonished, and all that were with him, at the draught of fishes which they had taken. And so were also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were Simon's partners. And Jesus saith to Simon, "Fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men." And having brought their ships to land, leaving all things, they followed him. Thus far are the words of today's Holy Gospel. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the protector of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Words taken from the introit of today's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear faithful, there once was a little boy whom we shall call Jimmy. It happened one day that Jimmy went to a store with his father. And it also happened to be true that Jimmy's father, his stature was not that great. He was a rather short man. However, this did not in any way lessen his father's greatness in Jimmy's eyes. In fact, the little boy had a great love and admiration for his father. And so, like most boys, Jimmy put every confidence in his father. Now, it happened while this father and son were in the store, the boy saw a tall, powerfully built man enter into it. This man was far bigger than Jimmy's father. Nevertheless, the little boy marched right up to the big man. Then, standing as tall as he could and looking the man right in the eye, Jimmy said, "My dad can beat you up." This little boy, my dear faithful, had every confidence in his father because he saw his father as he should, as the strength and protection for his family. In his childish enthusiasm, he did go a little too far, but Jimmy had the right idea. He understood the role of fathers, for God has set fathers as the head, the protector, and provider of their families. God Almighty has set up the family to live in unity, somewhat like a body. And for that reason, God gave to the family a head to guide it and a heart to unite it. Those are the true roles of father and mother. For the father as head, God Almighty set him to lead, guide, and direct. But of course, that is not all, for fathers are the natural protectors of the family as well. As protectors, they safeguard their loved ones as best they can. There are so many examples of fathers who have fought their hardest, even giving their lives to protect their beloved children. So many thousands of acts of heroism. Fathers have rushed into burning buildings, charged into flying bullets, fought back wild animals barehanded, all for the sake of their children. But those are the rare and the extraordinary examples. We cannot forget the ordinary, everyday ways fathers sacrifice themselves for their children in simply providing for them. Day in and day out, these men work hard, give their time, and earn what they can in order to provide for their children. You know, some years ago, according to a CNN report, by the time just one child finishes college, parents have spent over $1 million on that one child. Over $1 million. What a truly heroic sacrifice that is. But a good father, that really loves his family, looks to his family's good before his own. No, he doesn't usually receive as much attention or as loud of applause as mothers, but doesn't that make his sacrifice all the more heroic? No wonder fathers are the unsung heroes for their children, but their children, in their own way, do recognize their father's strength and admire him for it. Usually, children even think their father is unbeatable, as did the little Jimmy in the story. Now, while children sometimes think this of their earthly father, we know that God Almighty, our eternal Father, truly is unbeatable. And that is why we call him Almighty. He is the infinite, all-knowing, and all-powerful God. As the Catechism tells us, nothing is hard or impossible to him. This is the idea expressed in the introit of today's Mass. In the introit, that is the first prayer that Father prayed at the altar, the Church prays these words from the Psalms: "The Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear? The Lord is the protector of my life, of whom shall I be afraid?" King David, who wrote the Psalms, had such confidence in God because he knew that God is our Father. Through sanctifying grace, we are adopted as the sons of God. And so God does for us all what a father does for his children. He is the head of the human family, for he is the creator of the human race. He is man's protector, for he watches over us and defends us from the assaults from the devil. And it was to protect us from eternal damnation that the infinite God died on the cross, sacrificing his own mortal life to save the souls of his children from the everlasting death of hell. And yet, as a wise father, God still allows us to be tempted, to stumble, and even to fall, because he will not interfere with our own free will. He allows us, always with his own helping hand, to learn to overcome, to walk steadily and firmly in the ways of virtue, so that we can grow more and more in strength and grow more and more like unto him. In ways like this, at every moment, God Almighty watches over us and protects us. And what is it, my dear faithful, that drives our fathers, both our heavenly and our earthly, to do so much for us? Of course, it is the love they have for their children. Earthly fathers have a natural love for their sons and daughters, and so too does God Almighty, but to an infinite degree. The fire that burns in the sacred heart of our Lord is an unquenchable, infinite love. Like a child then with his father, what confidence we should have in our Lord. And our Lord, for his part, loves to see us, his children, placing this confidence in him just as any father would. And probably little Jimmy's father, although he's probably embarrassed, he was probably happy to see it as well. Our Lord himself actually once protested this, as he once appeared to St. Margaret Mary. He came to St. Margaret Mary to urge her to pray to him, to ask gifts of him, for graces, and above all, for the salvation of souls. But the saint complained to him that how could she presume to pray to him for souls when she herself was not as good as she ought to be? She did not think she was worthy to be heard. But the Sacred Heart pushed away these worries. Dost thou believe that I can do these things? For if thou believe, thou shalt see the power of my heart in the magnificence of my love. It is as if our Lord said, have confidence in me. I know your weakness. I know your failings. I know, and yet I still love you. So our Lord said to St. Margaret Mary, and so he would say to each of us. Confidence is what the Sacred Heart asks of us. He is our Father, the head to guide, to protect, and to provide for us, because of his infinite love. Pray then, my dear faithful, like King David in today's introit, the Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear? The Lord is the protector of my life, of whom shall I be afraid? Do not let yourself be anxious and worry, but do your part and trust in God. If you start to feel that worry, that anxiety, whatever it may be about, stop yourself, turn to prayer, and leave it in the hands of God, who truly is unbeatable. But of course, you still must do your own part. You must strive to live according to God's laws and keep praying, keep trusting in God. Whether you are struggling to overcome some vice, or you have some trouble at work, or you have a family member or friend not living a good life, and you fear for their salvation, whatever it may be, stop worrying and pray, leaving it in God Almighty's hands. If you do this, my dear faithful, you will please the Sacred Heart immensely, and you will reap such reward for this. He will turn to you, as he did to St. Margaret Mary, and ask, dost thou believe that I can do these things? For if thou believe, thou shalt see the power of my heart in the magnificence of my love. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.